It looks swollen, said Dr. Liang. He looked at my tongue. Do you have vivid dreams? I didn't think much about my tongue until then, but it's a body part that's both inside and outside of the body. The tongue can tell us many things. We use the tongue to taste, and tasting flavor can profoundly impact our internal lives. In Chinese medicine, each of the five flavor groups, acrid, sweet, sour, salty, and bitter, treats different disorders. An overindulgence in these flavors can transmute diseases to have other symptoms. For example, bitter flavors can give rise to vomiting. But the tongue can do more than just taste. It also has medical uses. Tongue diagnosis reveals the state of the three humors, blood, phlegm, and bile, and connects to a cosmology of signs that allows a skilled practitioner to read symptoms. It's a comprehensive view of a person's health, often characterized by color and texture, but even connected to the mind, such as the presence of vivid dreams. Organs, too, have multiple functions and colors that can impress upon the body like soft wax. In Tibetan medicine, the organs are separated into the five solid viscera, heart, lungs, liver, spleen, kidneys, and six hollow viscera, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, gallbladder, urinary bladder, and reservoir for reproductive fluid. Unlike Galen's four elements in Greek and Islamic medicine, or quasi-Taoist four agents in East Asian classical texts, Tibetan medicine considers an imbalance in any organ to be caused first by an imbalance in digestion. This is no ordinary upset stomach, but something more. In Chinese medicine, this abstraction renders the body into a black box, unknowable, unseeable, and uninviting to the imagination. The organs are important, not just for digestion, but even for storing emotion. It's all about balance, and balance has to do with weight. In your yearly checkup appointment, they will always measure your weight. If your digestional tract works properly, then your inputs, such as calories, and outputs should be roughly the same each day to maintain a consistent body. Good health is preserved when the elimination of waste is steady and unimpeded. According to the early modern Phoenician physiologist, Centorio Centorio, bad qualities arise when the body is not one day the same weight as another, because an increase in weight signals an accumulation of putrefied waste and retention of crudities. But inputs are not exactly equal in weight to outputs. In fact, sweat was thought of as a type of unseen excrement. In 1769, English theologian John Wesley claimed that obstructed perspiration is one of the great sources of disease. So what does the tongue tell us? If it has teeth marks, there's too much water. If it's cracked, too much phlegm. Our organs are always at work, balancing, expressing like a black box. And in my body, they continue to express themselves, even in my sleep, and for as long as I wish.